with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's all about the great deep south today. We're bouncing all over Mississippi and talking to some of the local experts on Southern barbecue. And, you know, they don't say a lot, but they say a lot at the same time. What I mean is they'll tell you almost everything you need to know. But we got a guy coming up next that knows a lot about barbecue. He's won championships. He's got a company called Sweet Swine O' Mine. So live on the grilling line, it's Mark Lambert from Sweet Swine O' Mine.
What's up, guys?
Hey, buddy.
How's everything?
Delving into Mississippi barbecue, it just wouldn't be right not to talk to you because in our world, you represent everything about Delta Country, and you've certainly proven it around the country. So just want to, I guess, a little hat tip to Sweet Swine of Mine and talk a little bit about maybe your opinion of flavor profiles, because one thing we're trying to get out of these guys we've talked to so far and we've been unsuccessful is the flavor profile of the Delta region of Mississippi.
Pork. and don't cover it up. That's typically what you get in the Delta is you get a really pronounced old style, old school, open pit pork flavor. And they don't cover it up with a lot of stuff. And the sauces you get are usually really thin. They have some spices in them and maybe a little sugar and vinegar and very little tomato. But they don't put a lot of sauces on there. They don't put a lot of rub. They put just usually salt and pepper and a really light mop, if you will, when things are finished. But they don't cover up the flavor. And I think that's the flavor profile that you're going to get through typically throughout, especially the Delta region of Mississippi, is just good old-style pit-flavored pork. And they do a lot to enhance it, but they don't cover it up.
So, what, sea salt, black pepper?
Black pepper, salt, garlic, maybe a little onion, maybe some paprika, chili powder for color, essentially. But not much else in the way of rub, but The whole profile, really, that you're going to get typically in old school. Now, some of these chains are cooking on big rotisserie pits, gas-fired, and all that's all well and good, but traditional flavors are done over a pit, you know, where you're, you know, around roughly 30 inches away from the coals, and they cook over charcoal, and they throw wood in there. Sometimes they burn their own coal from wood, and sometimes they use charcoal, but bottom line, the fat drips down on the coals, and that flavors the meat.
So when you're talking about a pit, these are concrete block pits with grates on them, real simple.
That's right.
Just old
That's
school.
Right. Concrete or brick.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have a cover on them, most of them, or no?
Most of them are, they're different ways. They're horizontally oriented pits with huge lids that cover the entire top, and then there are vertical brick pits that have doors on the side of them. A lot of those, especially those that are built into the side of a restaurant, or those have those side doors that where you can open in and it vents all the way out the top. And some of the older, more old school barbecue places, they have a separate room that's more horizontally oriented where you've got that big old freezer style lid on the top. And then you load the coals in the front or in the side.
Okay. So one of the things we used to tell people is how to make your own little pit. And you can do it portable if you get like 8 or 10-inch construction blocks, concrete cinder blocks. And you can literally just make a big horseshoe shape out of them, put a couple rows up, lay a big piece of the corrugated grating across there, and then put a couple more stacks of blocks up and put a big piece of sheet metal or steel across the top. And you can move it if you ever have to. That's just a really cool way to do it.
A couple of gaps in between the blocks for some rebar so that your expanded metal won't sag and during the cooking process when it heats up and you put the weight on it,
Uh-huh.
So a couple of gaps and put rebar in between for support, and that also will help your airflow.
That sounds like that might have come from experience where that stuff expanded and your meat ended up in the fire.
Yeah, you know, experience is a good teacher.
Yeah. So tell us about Sweet Swine of Mine and your website and what people can do, because you have some nice sauces and rubs that you make and sell.
Yeah, you know, of course, the whole website and my whole business was started off of, you know, blending my own rubs, my own sauces, and then people wanted me to make some more for them, and it just become too labor-intensive to make the quantities, and so we found co-packers to make our own stuff. And then throughout the years of traveling and competing, we found other products that we like from friends and also just from references. So Everything you see on my side is something that we've tried, something that I like, something that we believe in, something that works. So it's not going to be something that we just heard it was good and we put it on. We've tried everything that's on our site.
Right.
You know, from the barbecue pits to the sauces, seasonings, meat injectors, we try to carry only the best stuff out there, and we stand behind what we sell.
You said something.
Because we have faith in it.
Yeah, you said something that I think is really important, and you said friends. Now, we've been friends for a good number of years now, and you know, and many people know, a lot of barbecue people. And then there's barbecue people that aren't necessarily in a group, or they're so guarded, and they're not like in that social circle, because all they think about is winning, and they're missing out on the whole friend side of it. And life's too short. This is a cool community, and I just think the people that you meet in it are probably the best part of the whole business.
Bottom line, I mean, that's we do it because we love it, but you know, we love to share it. That's the main thing. We love to share it with friends. And if all I could do was just go out and stay in my trailer and compete and not get to, you know, go out and socialize and meet new people and experience new flavors and new styles and new techniques, I just wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm. And now you sell the Little Red Smoker. Tell us how that's going and how that's working out for folks.
Our Little Red Box Smoker is a sort of a rebirth of an old smoker that was eliminated from the Backwoods Smoker lineup. It was their original smoker that they came out with over about 30 years ago now.
Wow.
They eliminated it from their lineup maybe 8 years ago, and there was still quite a demand for it, much smaller, but there was quite a demand. They quit making it just because they didn't make enough money on it. The time and materials just didn't work out for what they thought they could sell it for. So I spent some time finding a really good factory in China, and they already make grills, private label grills, for a lot of other major big box stores in the States. So they have quality control and a testing laboratory and certifications that they can give us. So they know how to package it, how to produce it, how to test it. And they really worked with us well on everything, and also with delivery, so we didn't have to take delivery of a huge quantity at one time. So last year, because of the partnership with this company, we sold 700 units last year in the year 2016, and really only had about two damages through FedEx Ground.
So tell us about that. Tell us about that smoker real quickly. We got about a minute left. What can you smoke on it, and what's the price point, and how do you buy it?
Runs about $400. We're still taking dealers. We're trying not to stack dealers on top of one another geographically, but it's a vertical insulated smoker, reverse flow, insulated water smoker, powered with charcoal and wood for flavor. It'll burn for about 5 hours on a load of charcoal at 225 degrees or greater. It'll cook two whole pork butts, three small brisket flats, six 11-bone racks of ribs, or three whole chickens at a time. It weighs 68 pounds, so it's real small and portable. It's a very fuel efficient. It looks great. And it's packaged so that you can ship it anywhere in the country for about $50.
So if you're a retailer listening in, or if you've got a store and want to augment your business, get a hold of Sweet Swine of Mine and check out that Little Red Smoker, and you might spike your business a little bit, because it's a really good size and an awesome product, and I know you designed it, so it's going to work great. Mark Good to talk to you, buddy. It's Mark Lambert, Sweet Swine of Mine. Check him out online. Give us your website.
SSOMD.com. It's just acronym for Sweet Swine of Mine Distributing.
Awesome. Thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks, see you in Houston, maybe.
Hey, look forward to it.
All right, bud.
Great guy. Incredibly knowledgeable when it comes about the barbecue business and all the stuff with it. Kind of cool that he's brought back this little smoker. You know, I was thinking about our friends out east and being able to put those on in a smaller area. Kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next, we're going to help you choose the right flavor profile. Which one's it going to be? We're talking Mississippi. Stick with us. We'll be back.